7:07. Shane McElhattan is here with It Says in the Papers.
The kidnapping in Haiti of the Irish aid worker Gina Herity on Sunday is covered across the papers this morning. Amid gang warfare, Gina was taken solely for money, is the headline over the story inside the Irish Daily Mail. The quote is from Fatima Jean-Jacques, director of another NGO in the town of Kenscough, from where Ms. Herity was abducted. The paper quotes Ms. Jean-Jacques as describing the situation in the town as complete chaos as it comes under attack from heavily armed gangs. One gang, Vive Ensemble, which translates as Live Together, is being blamed for the kidnap. Robin Schiller in the Irish Independent says the group is so dangerous it's been designated as a foreign terror organisation by the US government. Formed from an alliance of two former rival gangs, he writes that Vive Ensemble set out to destabilise the whole country with attacks on critical infrastructure, turning its attention to Kenscough in January. Attempts to free Ms. Herity and the seven others kidnapped are complicated further by the chaos engulfing Haiti in general. Conor Gallagher in the Irish Times quotes sources saying the lack of a fully functioning government makes formal diplomatic engagement by the Irish government difficult. Normal procedure would be to deploy an emergency consular assistance team, or ECAT. He says these teams comprise experienced diplomats backed up by Irish Defence Forces members and work with local authorities to secure the release of Irish citizens. They have worked in Afghanistan, Sudan and Iraq. But the chaos in Haiti means such a deployment there is not on the table yet. The call by hundreds of former Israeli soldiers, spies and police for an end to the war in Gaza makes plenty of headlines. The Independent reports that 550 of them signed an open letter to the US President Donald Trump saying the war should end because Hamas no longer poses a strategic threat to Israel. The Irish Daily Mirror runs the story over a stark photograph of the skeletal form of Marianne Duvas, who the paper describes as one of the many children wasting away in the hell of Gaza. As to why the veterans directed their letter to the US President and not the Israeli Prime Minister, the Mirror quotes from the letter. Your credibility with the vast majority of Israelis augments your ability to steer Prime Minister Netanyahu and his government in the right direction. End the war. Return the hostages. Stop the suffering. My children want me to promise I'll never drive a taxi again, is the Independent's headline over the photograph on page 2 of the battered and bandaged face of Lakhvir Singh, an Indian taxi driver, resident here for 23 years, who was the victim of an unprovoked attack by two passengers in Poppentry in Dublin. He's quoted as being too scared to even think about his livelihood and future. I'll certainly never drive again at night, but I may have to find another job altogether. The same paper is one of several to feature Pakistani doctor Taimur Salman from Navan, County Meath. He's reported to have encountered racial abuse from children as young as 10 as he stopped to get groceries after his shift at Our Lady of Lourdes Hospital last Thursday. He said one boy yelled, "Mr. Curryman," in a broken Indian accent, while another did impressions of Apu, the Indian shopkeeper from The Simpsons. Dr. Salman is Irish-born and he was raised in Navan, where his father was a surgeon in Our Lady of Lourdes. He told The Independent he has nothing but good memories of growing up in the town, but it's become too dangerous for him to walk the streets at night. He's quoted, "This wave of hatred to people of colour is quite recent and increasingly more open and brash." Finally, those parents wondering what to do with the kids on the long summer holidays will be interested in the widespread coverage in today's papers of the opening of the temporary home in Collins Barracks for the Natural History Museum, known to generations of Dubliners as the Dead Zoo. The museum's home in Merrion Street is closed for extensive renovations. The Mirror says that out of the museum's 10,000 animal and bird specimens, 1,300 have been selected to go on display, and the papers are full of photographs of the best of them.
Shane McElhattan, thank you. And we'll have more on the Dead Zoo coming up later in the programme.